This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Collision, Jack's Tire and Brake, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Brunswick Adventures, Marshland Credit Union, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Max Barbecue. And now, here's your host, Chris Zachary.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Live from Max Barbecue, I'm Chris Zachary. This segment of Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Golden Isles Collision, Brunswick Adventures, Cunningham Jewelers, Marshland Credit Union, Jack's Tire and Brake, and by our host, Max Barbecue. And now joining us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Garrett Grady. Good afternoon, coach.
Appreciate you having me, man.
10-0, perfect season.
Yeah, that's definitely the way we wanted to end up. And like I said, playing for a region championship in game 10 was the way to finish the regular season. And now it's 0-0 in the playoffs.
I'm sure you'd like for that region championship to have been a little bit less stressful.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said before, I got a lot of respect for Coach Ford and, you know, Effingham County and the team and, you know, the way they played the game. And it was a championship game. You know, it wasn't going to come easy by no means. But, yeah, definitely we had a lot of things that we had to correct in that game. And it's tough when it's that close.
Yeah, Coach, I'm gonna keep you out of trouble. I'm just gonna go ahead and say that there was about 450 flags thrown on the field Friday night.
Yeah, some people woke up with their shoulders a little sore or elbows sore probably from home. So
yeah, we'll get on past that. 195 penalty yards. I'm sure you did not even say a whole lot to the guys about that, because that seemed a little extreme when you were averaging about 50 yards in penalties a game.
Yeah, you know, we've had, you know, a lot of different games, and, you know, with the Border Wars game, we've had, you know, a team out of Florida, we've had teams out of, you know, Camden, we've had different, you know, people all over, we have different associations that have called our games, and, you know, our guys have done a really good job this year of, you know, playing through some of our penalties and you know, when we get backed up and fighting through it, you know, definitely 190 yards, that seems like a lot. And there's some stuff in there we got to fix and correct so we don't make the same mistakes this week.
You know, Coach, we did win the region championship. Now we look for the next step down the road. You know, being at Brunswick High, I know it's been since 99 since we got past the second round.
Yeah, right. Definitely, you know, that 99 year, everyone, you know, speaks about that, making the championship run. And you know, the goal is to be 1-0 every week, you know, continue to get better. And, you know, when the playoffs, it's win or go home. You know, you don't get, you know, you're only guaranteed one game a week. And, you know, definitely we want to reach our goals. And first, we got to go round one. We got Houston County. You know, they're a great team. And, you know, first year head coach Jeremy Edwards is in his first year at Houston County as well. And he's done a terrific job there, and they have a very explosive team.
Yeah, Coach, we're going to talk a little bit about Region 1. We're going to get to the Effingham game. We'll talk about it in a minute, and then we're going to get to Houston County.
Okay.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Talking about that Region 1, I mean, we didn't even know who we were playing until Friday night. Ended up, I think, with a three-way tie for second.
Yeah, definitely, you know. When you talk about Region 1, 6A, it's some of the top teams in the state. And you look at them with Northside and Lee County and Houston County. And you got TCC in there now. Tift is in there now. Veterans is in there now. I mean, there's just so many good teams. And, when it comes down to it, we didn't know who we were going to match up until the final, you know, the final day. And they had a tiebreaker for their second, third, and fourth place. And just the way it happened, and we ended up playing Oco. We're the one, they're the four, and But the great competition in that region, you know, week in and week out, and definitely they're 8-2 four seed. So I don't know how many four seeds are 8-2.
And probably could be a one seed in six of the eight divisions in 6A. Coach, on the injury front, anything to speak of?
Came out of the region championship injury free. You know, we always tell our guys to get, you know, if they got little bruises or bumps, you got to get in the training room. But, you know, the best ability that they have is the availability and getting back on the field.
And Coach, I know we had a player, won't call no names, had a player, two unsportsmanlike penalties called on him, won't be able to play. And I'm sure we've worked around some ways to fill in that gap.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's going to hit us hard. You know, this guy was definitely a key player for us. But, you know, we worked this week in practice, somebody to fill in his spot. And he's had a good week of practice, so we'll see how it goes Friday night. But, you know, definitely we got to make sure that we keep our composure and everything that we do. And with the suspension, he's only got to serve a one-game suspension. So hopefully, you know, the region championship was not his last game playing in football.
So, Coach, as we were talking a few minutes ago, you can't look ahead.
Right.
You may have a tougher first-round match than you might have in the second round. Goals at the beginning of the season were to go 10-0.
Right. Definitely.
Hit that.
Win the city championship, win the region championship, and then, you know, the third championship you want to play for is going to be a state championship. But to get to that fifth round, you got to go, you know, got to start with the first one. And we can't go past, you can't look ahead. You got to take care of business right now and do what we have to do with this week.
More to come on the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
The legendary Max Barbecue in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. Pulled pork sandwich, ribs, turkey club, and of course, those famous battered fries you can't find anywhere else. 912-275-8271 to call ahead. Max Barbecue is locally owned and operated by the same family for over 30 years. Monday through Friday for lunch and dinner, the legendary Max Barbecue. 912-275-8271. And give them a like on Facebook.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Are you looking for a better way to bank? Hometown people that you know? Look no further than Marshland Credit Union. Marshland Credit Union is here to help, no matter if it's a mortgage, car loan, or even finding financing for that boat you've always wanted. 7 convenient locations in Glen and surrounding counties, checking, savings, you name it. Marshland Credit Union wants to be the answer to your banking needs. MarshlandCU.com, 912-279-2000. Marshland Credit Union, a better way to bank. Family fun in the Golden Isles for all ages? Brunswick Adventures, family-friendly indoor play place. Bounce houses for the little ones and a trampoline park for all ages. Locally owned and operated. Don't forget the party rooms for your private events or that special birthday. Brunswick Adventures, 5581 Habersham Street in Brunswick, 912-342-7427 for more information. Or check us out online, brunswickadventures.com.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Chris Sackery. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Golden Isles Collision, and by Marshland Credit Union. Coach, before we get into talking about the Effingham game, you know, one thing's talking about the playoffs. You know, you don't ever know come playoff time what the level of competition you're playing the next round is. You know, I've seen many years when you see TCC, Lee County, Northside, Houston, common sense tells you that that's probably a pretty strong region, but it could be a down year for them. You never know.
Right. I mean, you got to look at the competition that they play and, you know, look at certain schedules and see who they play. Some of Houston's non-region opponents, Warner Robins, which was always good competition. You know, just the region in general. And some of the other guys that, you know, you look around in that region, you know, Lee County usually plays Lowndes or Valdosta all the time. Same thing, or Colquitt. I think that was a non-region game for them. So if you look at their schedules and everything, you've got to look at their non-region schedules and see, you know, the competition there as well. But, yeah, definitely, you know, we'll find out Friday night, you know, how the competition is. And I think it's been a little bit since we matched up. Maybe 2 or 3 years ago we played Lee in the second round. But definitely, you know, we're familiar with Region 1.
Coach, let's talk about the Effingham game Friday night a little bit. Great football game. As a fan sitting in the stands, other than the flags, it was a really good football game. You couldn't leave your seat early. You had to sit there and fight the traffic getting out of there because it came right down to the last play.
I mean, definitely, you know, like I said, I told our guys, I mean, that's a big championship win. The championship atmosphere that we played in, I mean, after the game, I looked behind me and, you know, our stands are packed. They brought a good amount of fans with them from Springfield. And the atmosphere was just great for our kids to play in. And, you know, they were excited about a championship opportunity, and it was just a great atmosphere overall.
A funny story, Coach. My wife and the Watfords went and ate at B&J's before the game Friday night, and Effingham had about 20 people in there eating. And a couple of the guys come up and talked to me and Chris and said, "Hope y'all take it easy on us now." I said, "If y'all take care of number 10, everything will be just fine." And what happens right off the bat?
Yeah, definitely. I think you hit the nail on the head of who showed out that game. So
I'm going to tell you, that cutback on that after that reception, I mean, he left three guys standing there not knowing what just happened.
Right, yeah. Like I told you before, he's hard to catch in a small area. And threw an out route to him, and he caught it and made the first guy miss, and then made the next three miss, and then found a little crease and turned on the Jets. But, yeah, Terry Mitchell had a great game.
You know, I think I saw you make a quote in the paper somewhere the other day, too, saying the best thing about him is
He's coming back next year.
So, Coach, offensively and defensively, did they show you anything that you weren't looking for the other night?
No, everything that, you know, they were pretty true to what they showed on film. And they've done a really good job offensively all year long. They've got some really big receivers. Effingham does. And I think their lines of scrimmage played extremely hard against our lines of scrimmage. And, you know, our defensive line got after them a little bit, you know, but their defensive line, you know, at times I thought did a great job against us and some of the run game stuff, you know, just stomping us a little bit. You know, they loaded up the box, and then sometimes they played man behind us. And, you know, when you do that and you leave Terry Mitchell one-on-one with somebody, I think it's always good for us. Back and forth, you know, I think special teams played a big role in this game. You know, we came away with a punt return for a touchdown, and we kicked a field goal, and that's 10-point difference, you know, that we had a 10-point lead at one time. And if we don't do that and we don't kick the field goal, you know, you never know what happens.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, if you had to point out your players of the game from Friday night, who would that be offensively and defensively?
Offensively, definitely number 10, Terry Mitchell. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, defensively, I mean, I thought that a lot of our guys played extremely hard. Jayshon Towns won the boxing glove for the hardest hit award. But I think number 8, Kayshon Thomas, you know, he goes in the first series and he kind of gets rolled up a little bit, and then he gets back in the game and toughs it out. And, you know, he had a big task all night long, pushing the pocket and getting back there. Number 7, Lionel Twitty on defense, I think he played a heck of a game as well.
You know, that was probably one of the bigger offensive lines it looked like to me that we'd faced all year.
Definitely. I think they did a really good job of, you know, what their scheme was. And, you know, their left tackle was huge. I think they had a lot of guys that, you know, played against us last year, so they were a year older up front, you know, and when you got experience like that, kind of like what we got, and guys that have been playing that position for 2-3 years, you know, it's going to be special for you.
Coach, running back wise, I mean, we are deep. We got two sophomores in Heck and Towns. We got two seniors in Drayton and Johnson. Are we going to expect to see pretty much all four of them again Friday night?
Oh, yeah. They're definitely going to be a whole stable full of running backs. And, you know, those guys are going to get, you know, their touches in the game. And Jamarius Towns just once again had a breakout on a counter play that we run. And, you know, if we block it up right, you know, we always crease it very well. And I think, you know, Eli Smith had a really good kick out on that block. And he fell out right behind Jamarius Towns and, you know, did a really good job, you know, taking all the way to the house. So
we'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go Pirates! Guys, it's time. The kids are headed back to school and football season is here. What better way to celebrate than with a new watch from Cunningham Jewelers? They have a great selection of Seiko watches, from Patty Divers to Radio Sync Solar watches, and even a few classic options too. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Chris Zachary. This segment is brought to you by Brunswick Adventures, Jack's Tire and Brake, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Max Barbecue. Coach, we're going to talk playoffs. Okay. First round, Houston County. I'm sure, wore the film out on them. What are you seeing as far as film work?
I mean, you turn on the tape and you look at a team that is almost identical to us on offense. Same formation, same run plays, same pass plays. But they got a big offensive line, got some really good receivers. They got a running back that gets behind their big offensive line and runs a few gap schemes, zone schemes, and then you see a 6'6" quarterback. Sophomore that can make every throw on the field. I think he does a really good job distributing the ball. And then defensively, they run everything out of a 3-4, so they're very, very similar to us. Their schemes on offense, on defense. Got a big defensive line. Got two linebackers that I think are really, really good in running sideline to sideline and playing and run support. Same thing goes with their secondary. I think the corners are good with the receivers that they see in practice every day, and then the safeties also are really good in pass coverage, and they come in and run support as well.
Yeah, Coach, you said their quarterback's very, very impressive. Is he a run threat?
No, I think he's more of a pocket passer, and he's got a big arm on him. He likes to sit back in the pocket, make the throws, but he can move a little bit. He's not quite as mobile as probably you'd see a 6'6 guy be, but he sits back in the pocket. He can see the whole field, but definitely he can get out and move a little bit. They run him a little bit.
In the running back position, looking at some of their stats, it's like they got really one guy.
Yeah, they feed him the ball a lot, and like I said, they run a lot of power. They run a lot of outside zone, inside zone. So he definitely gets up in there behind those guys, and you know they definitely feed him the ball.
Coach, you said they run pretty much an identical offense of us as us. I would think that would bode well for our defense.
Yes, you know, our defense has seen that, you know, in practice. They've seen it this spring, this summer, you know, in fall camp. So they're very well aware of what they're trying to do and, you know, formations, how to line up to the formations. They do a lot of stuff with their wide receivers getting wide splits, you know, using the whole field, sideline to sideline. And so they definitely are very accustomed to the looks that they're going to get.
Now, defense side of the ball, is there like one player you would point out and say he is their man?
Yeah, I think on their defensive line, number 99 and number 97, I think they're really good two interior defensive linemen. And number 40 and 44 are the two inside linebackers. I think those four guys right there control the line of scrimmage and in the box and the run game. So we definitely got to put a hat on those guys and know where they're at on the defensive line and in the defensive, you know, backfield.
Well, we got Levi in the crowd tonight. Levi ought to better handle one of them dudes, I'd think. I mean, yeah, Eli.
Eli better find out where those guys are, keep his eyes up. And yeah, he's going to have his hands full on number 99, so he'll get a chance to go against him.
Offensive line, you said, was big. I like to think our defensive line is big.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a good matchup in the trenches. Their right guard and left guard, I know, are big guys, 6'2", 6'3". Over 300 pounds, so that's gonna you know give Kayshawn and Donye and River and Batista and Jordan Jimerson, those guys are gonna have their hands full, and they just gotta play with great technique and do their job.
You know, Jimerson's one we hadn't talked a whole lot about this year, but watching him, you get a lot out of a little man there, in my opinion. I mean, I know he's not really a little man, right. But He's
probably, like I said before, besides Ivan Johnson and Jaden Drayton, probably pound for pound, strongest guy on the team. You know, he enjoys the weight room, and he plays with great, you know, he plays with a motor, great technique, and I think he was big on the sack, you know, the last play of the game of the Effingham game, you know, getting back there, come off the right edge, and I think he just plays with a motor, and, you know, he won't stop. He's like the Energizer Bunny, he just keeps going, and you know, I think he's played in different positions, whether it be the nose or the defensive end. We can move him anywhere across there, and he's always doing a good job of being a good teammate and encouraging the guys on defense.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, we talked about we got one player on the offensive line we've got to be without this week. How are you adjusting to taking his place?
I mean, you know, the guy that we got – we got a few guys that are going to rotate in there maybe. But see, when you got something new coming into the offensive line, you know, we spent all this week extra meeting times watching film, watching practice film, doing the little things, the fundamentals, and teaching them. You know, and it's not only just teaching plays and everything, but teaching fundamentals, hat placement, hand placement, stepping with the right foot. And I think the guys that we're going to have in that spot came a long way this past week, and we're going to continue to work on that.
You know, Coach, I hope that Houston County's coaches or whoever aren't listening to the show, but you and I talked about a few trick plays earlier in the year, and we hadn't had to really use them yet.
We've ran a few. Of course, we still got some, you know, in the back pocket. But definitely, when you're in the playoffs, you don't want to leave anything on the table or anything, so we'll see what happens Friday night.
I'm guessing we'll get to see a few more players play both ways Friday night.
Yeah, you'll see as many as, you know, you've seen in the past. And definitely, you know, Ivan Johnson will be one of the key ones that does it for sure. And, you know, we'll look forward to that.
I'm going to tell you, speaking of Ivan, sitting up in the stands Friday night, there was two times that he came from the safety position, and it looked like he covered 10 yards in about 1 second to make a tackle in the backfield.
Yeah, he's got a really quick first step. And the one play he came down and forced a fumble, and Jayshon Towns was about to scoop it. And, you know, that was one heck of a hit right there. And, you know, just coming down from that position and recognizing, you know, that's his guy out there. He covered a lot of ground really quick.
You know, when Jayshon tried to scoop that and didn't,
somebody standing beside me in the stands said, he's got to jump on that ball. I said, leave him alone. He has 19 tackles in the first half.
Yeah, he definitely, you know, I think after he got a little taste of a touchdown in the Grovetown game, he returned that interception for a touchdown. He was really feeling that second one about to happen.
You know what the good thing about Jayshon Towns is?
Coming back again next year. So.
Well, Coach, we're looking forward to Friday night. Hope the fans will show up and pack the stands. Hopefully this bad weather, from what I can tell, is going to move out around mid-afternoon on Friday. So hopefully we'll have a clear night and a good football game.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully everyone stays safe, you know, tomorrow, and hunker down a little bit. And then we'll get ready and geared up for Friday for the first round of the playoffs.
Well, Coach, I'm looking forward to next Wednesday night when we're talking about our second round match. I want to thank everybody for joining us at the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week during the season right here at Max Barbecue. I'm Chris Zachary signing off.